Chapter 2. The Truth About Nutrition. Some folks really believe that God wants them to struggle, to starve, and to have the last place and the smallest portion possible. But this kind of mentality about God is simply a lie. The truth is absolutely the opposite. God richly blesses us in a wonderfully extravagant way with everything good in heaven and earth, including the food we eat. The Bible says in Psalm 81:16, "But I would feed you with the best of foods. I would satisfy you with wild honey from the rock." God doesn't intend for you to live your life eating bland, undesirable food. He has created the earth with a banquet of tempting and delicious choices, not only to satisfy your taste buds, but also to support your health in every way as well. Let's look at some satisfying choices that you can make in your diet that will help your body to triumph over the symptoms of PMS. The Garden of Eden was a place where Adam and Eve feasted on a banquet of natural delights prepared by their loving Creator. They were truly and wonderfully blessed. Everything they ate in that exotic place was not only genuinely delicious, but it was also completely nourishing to their bodies. Think about Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden as you consider reestablishing your eating habits to help your body to regain the natural balance that was created by God for you to enjoy. You can reduce your body's estrogen levels by eating the following whole, fresh, natural foods: fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, beans, and nuts and seeds. Stay close to the Garden of Eden when you make your selections. In other words, the more processed and man-made an item is, the more likely it is to throw your body out of kilter hormonally. In practical terms, that means you should limit the following: sugar, refined processed carbohydrates such as white bread, instant potatoes, white rice, and hydrogenated, saturated, and excessive amounts of polyunsaturated fats. This doesn't mean that you have to deprive yourself of an occasional sweet treat. Just try to be sure that most of your diet choices are close to the garden, which means they are whole, fresh, unprocessed, and completely natural. By carefully limiting the above foods, you should be able to balance your estrogen level as well as your cortisol level, thus relieving your PMS symptoms. Women who eat more sugar tend to experience more symptoms of PMS. If you eat higher sugar foods and processed carbohydrates, your blood sugar will rise along with a corresponding rise in insulin. But when insulin rises, it causes your blood sugar to plummet even lower than it was when you first started eating. Now a release of adrenaline and cortisol is triggered that will tend to cause an imbalance of progesterone, thus leading to symptoms of PMS. You can see what a vicious cycle this is. The insulin your body releases to bring down sugar will actually make you think you are craving more sugar. When you eat more sugar or highly processed carbohydrates, the cycle starts all over again. One of the many losers in this trap is your hormonal balance, because each time your sugar rises and drops, your hormones are also directly affected. That's why it is...